listening for a song in the sound. These four walls keep getting higher and higher. So come on, mister, please knock them on down. Knock them on down. Knock them on down. Knock them on down.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Thank you.
This is 91.5 FM WMFO. You're listening to the Download Show. My name is DJ Feng Shui. Sorry, I was having a bit of trouble with the headphones earlier, so could not use the mic, but I got everything to work, so I'm back on the mic. This is my first show of the semester. I actually figured out that I had a show today last night, so I kind of just threw something together from music that I've already started listening to, which is a lot of ambient music, because I am a junior here at Tufts. I have a heavy workload and I can't listen to music with lyrics while I'm doing homework, so I listen to a lot of ambient and I guess electronic music. I also really like that sort of music. The last song you heard is definitely could be considered vaporwave or perhaps post-vaporwave, because I mean, I think that things coming out nowadays, I mean, the original vaporwave, the aesthetic has kind of like shifted a bit. We can't really like recapture the initial kind of like trend around 2012, which really had a hold on me, particularly the album Floral Shop by Macintosh Plus, which I mean, I'm sure anyone who's a fan of vaporwave probably got introduced to it through that album. It really had a hold on the internet for a year or so around 2012. Anyways, I don't know, I like I said, like I just kind of threw this together last night, so I might not have as much to say as normally, but I guess I'll kind of introduce the next song. I did a little bit of digging on it. It's called 13 Angels Standing Guard Round Your Bed by Silver Mount Zion. It's probably the most popular song from the album it's on, which is... Okay, wait, I gotta look at this. He has left us alone, but sometimes shafts of light sometimes grace the corner of our windows, maybe? Something like that. I can't look at the full title. Anyways, it's, the band is, like, a side project from the post-rock band Godspeed You Black Emperor. Godspeed You... Black Emperor. This song is kind of depressing. I did do a little bit of digging. I think it's based off of, or inspired by, the Hansel and Gretel opera, written by Engelbert Humperdinck. That's I think that's an English name. That's kind of a funny name, but yeah, it's from Hansel and Gretel. It's not from, but it's inspired by the Evening Prayer of 14 Angels from that opera, which is sung by Hansel and Gretel as they're going to sleep, like, alone in the woods after they've realized that they're lost. The trail of crumbs is nowhere to be found, or I don't know exactly the details of the tale. Anyways, this next song, I guess, is loosely inspired by that, and I guess I'll let the music speak for itself.
Thank you.
This is DJ Feng Shui. I think that for the download show, which you are listening to currently, I'm going to start doing a poem every shift. This is something that DJ Andrew used to do on his show Andromeda, which I believe is Sundays 4 to 5 every single Sunday, so definitely tune in for that. The poem that I'm going to be playing, I'm not actually reading, just listening to the author, I believe, read it. This poem is "To Whoever Set My Truck on Fire" by Steve Scafidi. So, enjoy.
This is called "To Whoever Set My Truck on Fire." But let us be friends a while, and understand our differences are small, and that they float like dust in sunny rooms. And let us settle into the good work of being strangers simply, who have something to say in the middle of the night. For you have said something that interests me, something of flames, footsteps, and the hard, heavy charge of an engine gunning away into the June cool of 4 in the morning here in West Virginia, where last night I woke to the sound of a door slamming, 5 or 6 fading footsteps, and through the window saw my impossible truck, bright orange like a maverick sun, and ran I did, panicked in my underwear, bobbling the dumb extinguisher, too complex, it seemed, for putting out fires, and so grabbed the skillet and jumped about like one needing to piss while a faucet like honey issued its slow, sweet water. And you, I noticed then, were watching from your idling car, far enough away I could not make your plate number, but you could see me, half naked, figuring out the puzzle of a fire, 30 seconds from a dream never to be remembered, while the local chaos of a growing fire crackled through the books and boots burning in my truck. You bastard, you watched as I sprayed finally the flames with a garden hose under the moon. And yes, I cut what was surely a ridiculous figure there, and worsened it later that morning, after the bored police drove home lazily, and I stalked the road in front of my house with an axe in my hand, and walked into the road after every car to memorize the plates of who might have done this. LB7329, NT7663, and you may have passed by, I don't know. You may have passed by as I committed the innocent numbers of neighbors to memory, and maybe you were miles away, and I, like the woodsman of fairy tales, threatened all with my bright axe shining with the evil joy of vengeance and mad hunger to bring harm, heavy harm, to the coward who did this. And if I find you, my friend, I promise you I will lay the sharp blade deep into your body until the humid, grabbing hands of what must be death have mercy and take you away from the constant, murderous swinging my mind makes, my words make, swinging down on your body. And may your children weep 1,000 tears at your small and bewildered grave.
Thank you.
This is DJ Feng Shui, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard Scarlet by Frederick Valentin, and next up I have a song called Northwest Skyline by Lindshaven Virtual Plaza. This is another vaporwave artist who sadly passed away about a little less than a year ago due to COVID-related complications. His name was Caesar Alexandra. I don't know his age, but I would assume no one older than 40 would be making vaporwave music, so he was probably fairly young, so RIP, and enjoy the song. This is DJ Feng Shui. I'll make it short because I want to have time to play all my songs, and we are nearing 2 p.m. Anyways, the last song you heard was Make Me Float by Simple Syrup. And next up, I have KGB Nights by 10tricks.never. This is DJ Feng Shui rearranging the musical furniture in your mind. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I think this is going to be the last song of my shift. It's Rockin' Back Inside My Heart by Julie Cruz. If you recognize the style, this song is from the same record that the intro / theme song for David Lynch's Twin Peaks is from, so it sounds pretty similar if you recognize that. Anyways, this is my last song of the shift. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Tell you. She's the kind you can't